I haven't talked to Mark lately, so.
I got an email from him. He said he was not able to attend tonight.
Okay.
Because of work.
Yeah, so I know his work's
good. Forward a copy of the minutes.
All right.
Minutes of tonight's meeting, we should forward to him when they're available.
I'll send him a recording. So. All right. Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks for joining us on tonight's online virtual meeting here with Zoom. Again, I'd like to thank Quincy Public Schools, along with Mr. Kavanaugh and Mr. DeMarco, for allowing us to use the Quincy Band Zoom program for tonight's meeting. For you people, everybody knows me. I'm John Tola, president of the Band Boosters. And I'd like to welcome everybody to tonight's meeting. And I'd like to thank you for your interest in Quincy School Bands and their music programs. Tonight, we don't have a lot on the agenda, so hopefully things will go pretty quickly. If you want, we can review the changes to the bylaws if there's any questions. If not, we'll just open up the floor to any old, new, current business. And with that, let's take a quick go around the room and say hello to everybody. So, start with you, Matt.
I'm good. So, Matt Kavanaugh, high school band director. As far as business that I want to discuss, I think it all falls into some of the other categories. So, I'll pass it along here.
Okay, and we have Mr. DeMarco. Mike?
Good evening, everyone. I'm the music department chair, and also I teach band at both high schools, North Quincy and Quincy High School.
Also joining us, Senior Vice President Meredith.
Hi.
Woman of many words. Also joining us is our scholarship chair, Lori Harburg.
I'm the scholarship chair. I don't have any kids in the program anymore.
All right. And then we'll go to good old Matt, one of our ex-board members. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Matt Valencia, parent of a band member at North.
Okay. Then we have Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. My son's in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay. And we have Michelle. Good evening, Michelle.
Hi, I'm a parent of Martina Thomas, who's in band. I'm glad I'm here tonight because I had actually donated a check back in December for you guys of $100 towards, I think it was that that stuff that you guys were talking about earlier that you wanted to keep going on every year.
Okay.
And you sent $100 check to the Mr. Yeah. Scholarship Fund.
Did you guys ever get it?
Yeah, I got that and I gave it to the high school because they're putting it in the high school scholarship fund. They're managing it now. So I got the check in our mailbox and I handed it to the desk at the Deb Golden at Quincy High School.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad Deb Golden is
depositing that check this week.
Yeah. Oh, so, you did? Yeah. Oh, great.
She's depositing the check this week, and I apologize for any confusion there may have been. Last year, the Band Boosters spearheaded this event, and now the school is taking over it. So I think that's why maybe there was some passing back and forth of the check. But,
yeah, it got in my mailbox, and then I didn't get to my mailbox over the holidays, and then when I found it there, I had to give it back to the school because it goes to their fund now.
Okay. I know that I want to donate an additional $100 in for Martina on Martina's behalf. So do I do that? Do I bring it to the school and give it to the band director? Who do I give it to this time?
Is it still for the Mr. Keneally Scholarship Fund?
Whoever.
Okay,
I'm just going to endorse it on behalf of Martina.
The band boosters themselves is also you know, if you're there's the scholarship fund and then there's the band boosters as a charitable group. So you can decide if it goes to the scholarship fund, then it's better off at this point writing it to the Quincy High School Scholarship Fund and not go through the band boosters because they switched.
Well, if I wanted to go towards the band, like whoever's
If you want it to go towards the current band, then it can go to the Quincy Band Boosters.
Yeah. That'd be good.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure, thank you.
Sure.
All right. Just join us, Junior VP, Liz. How you doing, Liz?
Well, sorry.
All right, we also got is William. How you doing, William? Maybe he doesn't hear me. And Martina, how you doing, Martina? All right, well, that's good.
I think those are their kids' names.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, looks like and Julie's joining us.
Yep, Julie just joined us as well.
Hello, Julie.
You're on mute.
Sorry, I can be on for about a half hour, then I got to go to another meeting at 7:45.
Okay. All right, so my apologies. We don't have last meeting's minutes available at this time. We'll try to get them printed and posted on our website as soon as possible. Had a slight problem trying to get last meeting. I recorded it, and then we tried to transcribe, and it just didn't work. So we're working on that. They should be up hopefully the next few days, along with the meeting, the minutes for this meeting. Moving on real quick, the president's message on our agenda here is real quick. I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody. As we look back, 2020 was a tough year. The Quincy Schools band programs and all of us here have faced some unprecedented, uncertain times. Normalcy has gone right out the window. So we've had to make some drastic changes and adapt to some much less than ideal situations in all aspects of our lives. Programs, events, and school activities had to be changed or canceled, which has had a dramatic effect on the students and families of the music program. It's not been an easy task for the faculty and the students, but they continue to work hard to keep their level of interest up and their proficiency at peak. At this time, I'd like to recognize and commend the Quincy Public Schools band directors and teachers for their tremendous efforts in keeping our instrumental program strong and moving forward, especially in the face of the challenges they've had to overcome because of COVID and the rules and regulations put in place by the Quincy schools. I'd also like to recognize and commend our band students and their families, rising to the occasion, working hard, and continuing to practice and play their instruments. Their love and passion for music, along with their quest to improve, is inspiring, and we hope that they keep it up. Again, I know it hasn't been an easy year, but as we look ahead to 2021, things seem to be looking better. There's a vaccine on the horizon. Still might take some time for us to get it and get everything back to normal, but hopefully, before we know it, we'll be back participating in band activities, school events, concerts, parades, and more. As we turn that corner, we need to be ready, stay focused, so that when the pandemic is behind us, the Quincy Music Program will be back stronger and more vibrant than ever. So I want everybody to stay safe, healthy, and as I like to say, the beat goes on. And with that, I was going to turn over to the Treasury Report, but we don't have Mark here tonight. So we'll skip over the Treasurer's Report, and we'll go right to any QBB business. Does anybody have this? We're going to open up the floor because we don't really have anything on the agenda for tonight. So it's kind of like a free-form business form tonight. So if anybody has anything, please cue in and let's get at it.
I have two things. So I'll start with, I think, the easiest and most simple is that we've been running the Donate a Bag Soup fundraiser since just before Thanksgiving, which I think is an incredible fundraiser for the community. For our neighborhoods, and the people that live in Quincy, and it brings back some money to the band program. So currently, I think the total, and John said it before, we've sold around 240 bags, and they're 2-pound bags. And for every 5 bags we sell, the company is matching us with 1 bag. And we're going to be donating a lot of soup to these soup kitchens that Liz set up. Thank you, Liz, for doing that. And now it's come to the point where we're going to kind of wrap up the fundraiser. And, we've brought in, I think, I don't know what the exact total was, but John, did you say it around 19?
We're just over $1,900 right now.
Which is way, way more than our goal. The original goal was, hey, let's see what happens and see if we can sell 200 bags. And we've definitely blown that goal out of the water. I spoke with Andrea from the fundraiser, and she wanted us to push for another week or two. I had some concerns about us going too long and then the soup kitchens not needing the soup anymore. And I know that sounds crazy, but as we move into the spring and summer, the demand lessens. And I know a band director who told me about the fundraiser, and he had said they ran the fundraiser into March and then they couldn't actually deliver the soup until the following October, November. Because it just in the spring and summer, it didn't really pan out that the soup kitchens were full and they didn't need it. So I think a realistic goal would be another week or two. Andrea has a goal for us that she thinks that we can reach, which is 76 more bags, which would bring us to a total of $3,000 profit for the band boosters. Now, I think the kids are tapped out. I think the kids have been promoting it and putting it on Facebook and all these things left and right. I think it now is a little bit on our shoulders to get the word out. And I think that we should do a formal band boosters email. So I'm hoping that that's something we can do. I know I've talked with Mike, and I think Mike's going to reach out to some admin from the school system and some principals and higher ups and department heads and try to share it that way. And I think that on our end, the directors and the parents and the boosters can do that extra final push. I mean, the kids are still selling too, but do that extra final push to try to get to this, I think, realistic goal. So I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on that.
Yeah, Matt, can you drop the flyer into the chat box so people can take that and use that maybe in their emails?
Absolutely, and I'll drop the link in there too. Just give me one second.
The link is also on the web page. It's on the Facebook page. So the link is out there if people want it. We can send out an email with the link also.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we just need to create a sense of urgency now because it's hanging around so long. That's the problem with the fundraiser lasting so long. But now we have an opportunity because we have a new goal. So if we've sold 342 bags and our goal is 300, we can ask, you know, help us sell the rest of the bags of soup and help us reach our goal. So that'll be the real push here and say, and it ends on January 31st. So help us get these bags of soup to Father Bill's in Mainspring, you know, in time for, you know, the harsh winter is going to be setting in, like all that type of messaging.
Absolutely. And I just dropped the link down in the chat. So that everybody can share it as they would like. And I'm just working on getting, there's a flyer. We have a couple flyers created here. So I'm working on getting that in the chat as well. Just give me one second.
Right. And again, it's available on our webpage. And actually, when you go to the webpage, I set it so it actually pops up. So it actually becomes like a little like, it's like a little window that will pop up that you can X out of if you don't. But I've promoted it on our Facebook page. I've sent it out on several of the Quincy like group pages, and I'm gonna do one more blast probably tomorrow, if not Monday, stating like, you know, here's the last push, and you know, then they won't hear from me again. So, but yeah, if anybody else, like, you know, if they want to put it on their web page or their Facebook page or whatever social platform that they have, you know, even if they're able to get five bags, that's five more bags that's sold to us, you know, that helps us and it helps the community. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, like I said, I want to do this fundraiser every year. It's so easy. I mean, these internet fundraisers, I mean, Lori's been doing, but, you know, we got this grant, and you know, I know it's kind of unnormal times here, and you know, we've been promoting the lesson scholarship with the students, but you know, we have some parents here as well, and we still have funds available for students to take lessons. So I know there's some parents in here of students who take lessons, maybe don't take lessons, or and I just wanted to kind of throw it out to everybody that there's still money out there, and we'd love to get more students into private lessons. They're pretty accommodating. You find a teacher that works for you. And they are virtual right now, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot that comes out of those virtual lessons. There's a lot of good stuff happening in them. So, you know, I just wanted to throw it out to everybody because some of you may have not gotten any of the information from your, you know, from the students. So, Lori, mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to speak more on that.
Well, only to say that if anyone has any questions about lessons about the teacher, the specific stuff, like how it works and who, what the teachers are like, that particular instrument, I'm always happy to like go one-on-one with email or a text and, you know, talk with me and we can have a good conversation about it. But there's nothing that's anything like the one-on-one attention of a private teacher. There's nothing like it because you can just go right at whatever your issues are as a player, you know, if it's fingering or if it's embouchure or if it's tone, you work on that and you get yourself better. And a large group just can't do it in the way that you can with a private teacher. So it really is invaluable. And we did raise our scholarship to 200 from the previous 150. So scholarships are 200 off of a term of lessons.
And if, as a kind of general there, 200, you're thinking that, you know, a block of eight lessons in most cases, because some of the lesson teachers do terms, but in most cases, it's an eight lessons, which
it's 10 lessons minimum.
10
is the minimum to be called a term. It just that sort of a longevity that we have built into it.
Yeah, but most of the students do the block of eight, am I correct?
Most do 10. Oh. Or if they're at a school, like EKS or Social Conservatory, it's a 15 lesson block.
So with the booster scholarship, it's about $7 to $8 off of the cost. I'm approximating there.
Well, if it's a $200 scholarship and it's a 10 term, then it's $20 off of each lesson.
Oh, true.
$20 oh. If it's a 10 term. If you're at a school that uses semesters, then you'd have to do the math differently. You know, and say, oh, 15 weeks, $200, and then divided by 15. But either way, you know, it's a good discount off of it.
Absolutely. I was thinking eight lessons, but 10, you know, 10's even better, and it's really not a huge commitment. And on top of it, I mean, you're getting $20 as a scholarship for the lessons. I mean, most of it is actually being paid by the boosters. There's not much to make up for there on the other end of it, depending on the instrument, of course, some of the specialties. Yeah.
And depending on the teacher, we still respect every teacher's pricing structure. We don't tell them what to charge. Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Lori, for talking about the lesson scholarship. Mm-hmm. You know, and thank you all for all the work you do with it.
Oh, no problem. We are still looking for more students.
See if I can convince Lito. I've been at him.
I would love to get him into lessons. I think that he would, I mean, he's amazingly talented, and I think that it would drive him to find his own way in what he likes about music, and I think that it would be a really good thing for him.
I think that would be awesome.
You might put a bug in his ear, too.
All right.
I think you have more weight than I do.
Well, I'll work on him, then. I'll work on him.
All right, Matt, what was the other thing you wanted to discuss?
All right, so this is kind of a major piece of business. And, you know, I kind of gave John a heads up about this, something that me and Mike have talked about. But for most people, this will be kind of out of the blue. So I want to talk about a purchase, and it is a sizable purchase. In the past, and it is uniform related. So with the uniforms for the high school marching band, in the past, the school system has done some really amazing thing for us. Dishing out the original, I think it was $40,000 for the uniforms. And then, you know, we didn't have enough uniforms. They bought another round of uniforms. I think it was 15 additional ones. And then this past spring, on a third now term, they bought 15 more bottoms. of the uniform, 15 more hats, gauntlets, and all of that stuff. So the school system has been incredible in, you know, really providing us with that stuff that we need. In tough times right now, I'm very apprehensive that to try to ask the school for more funding for the uniforms. And I think that, you know, I think that this is something that, that could come from the boosters, and, you know, hearing the budget in the last meeting, I think it's something that, that is doable for us. So here's the big situation. Right now we have about 120 to 125 students in the high school band. Now, 20 of those right off the bat are color guard students. So this does not apply to them. We have 12 graduating seniors. So those are 12 uniforms next year. We're going to get back to our inventory to be able to pass out. We only have 125 uniform tops. We have about 140 of all the other items and pieces of the uniform. So next year, we're going to have about 100 returning members, maybe a little bit shy of that. And we have 125 tops. Now, next year, I've gotten the feeder list for next year, and I'm completely reasonable with the feeder list. I usually manage the incoming freshmen, and we have 45 students on the feeder list. Now, some of those are going to go to private school. Some of them are not going to join band. But usually, it's, I would say, half or a little bit less than half that join. Sometimes we get a boom year. The last couple years have been boom years where it's been 60 to 70 or 80% of the students join band. But I think with this COVID year, I think it would be realistic to say maybe half. So right now, with 100 returning members, 125 uniform tops, if around about half of the students join band next year, we're at our max and we don't have enough uniforms for the high school drummers and wind players that are joining next year. So we have 140 of all the other items, but as far as the tops are concerned and the garment bags that hold them, that keep them safe, we don't have that. So I was looking to have the boosters purchase an extra 20 uniforms, uniform tops, not the entire uniform, just the top piece. Of course, the more you order, the better the discount you get. And I think 20 is a good number. It'll bring up our total to 145 uniform tops. And let's say all 45 students join, we'd be right at our thing, but I don't think we're gonna be. So we'll have maybe about 15 over that as extra inventory. Now, some of you might be saying, when does it end? We're buying uniforms every year, or we just keep on accumulating them. You know, when is it gonna end? Well, we're graduating 12 seniors this year. Next year, we're graduating 38 students from the band program. So our freshman, sophomore, and junior class are the biggest class that we have, biggest classes. And we've been slowly getting rid of these small classes from past years. So as we graduate 38 juniors in a year from now, it's going to match who's coming into the band. And there's no longer going to be this crunch for uniforms, because we're going to be sending out a certain amount of students, probably getting in the same amount or just a little bit less, and we'll have the uniforms necessary to run the band moving forward. So that's kind of my spiel there about why. Before I get to the how much, if anybody has any additional questions, I'll just throw it out to you.
What's the life expectancy of the uniforms anyway? Like at some point,
if you take care of them a good amount of time, you know, I don't think that we got anything that looked out of date. I think they're pretty modern looking uniforms. And I think that if they're taken care of, they could last 25, 30 years. And that's pretty much my career here. So I'm going to make sure they last 25, 30 years, you know? You know, just sometimes they need to be adjusted or, you know, cleaned. Yes, all those things need to happen. And can you, you know, 10 years from now buy 20 more? There's like 20 of them that are a little messed up. Yes, but I think this is going to get us, you know, pretty far down the road here, getting these additional 20 tops.
Matt, just a question, because I'm always the one to say it never hurts to ask. So are you trying to choose your battles with what you asked for from the school, or do you think they're going to come right out and say no to 20 more tops, or what's the situation?
No, here's my thing. I just feel like the school system has done a lot for us in this music program and helping us build this band program. And one of the things that they respect the most about the Boosters is the fact that we don't always run to them for things. They see it as an equal partnership. They're buying stuff, we're buying stuff. And I think that we have the funds right now to support it. And I think that it's also a nice thing. It's a nice gesture for us to not keep on going back to them for this, you know, and pick up part of the cost of the uniforms. We could ask them, but there's also some other things that we need for next year to make sure that our programs run instrument wise and technology wise. And we felt like this was a good thing for the Boosters to take care of as an end of year goal moving into next year or as our big purchase for this year. So I hope that answers the question.
Yep.
So what's your
I don't think we're ever afraid to ask. I think Mike's very proactive and he has a great relationship with administration. So we're never afraid to ask, but I just think this is something that we could do here.
They've been very supportive. And recently we just purchased a bass trombone. We purchased a soprano saxophone. We have a new ride cymbal for the jazz band, some tenor drum stands, a whole bunch of stuff that we purchased through the administration. So they've been extremely supportive this year with getting new instruments for the band. And that even when the band isn't even fully functional this year. So that shows a sense of commitment to a long-term future with our ensembles and the development of our group. So we're really thrilled with that. And I anticipate that that will continue in the future. So with this being with the marching uniforms, last year we hit the school administration up for a whole bunch of uniforms and they graciously provided them. So that's why we thought this year it might be appropriate to ask the band Boosters for this, because this is a smaller number of uniforms that we need for this next installment. And it really should be the last installment. When we first ordered the uniforms, we spent a lot of money on them. We got a lot. Yes, the band has grown considerably during that time, but also I think the initial sizes of the uniforms had students of maybe a slightly larger stature than our student body, which is one of the reasons why we needed to get some more additional pieces that would be more appropriate to fit our students. So that was another issue involved as well. But I think the administration's been incredibly supportive. We've bought a lot of new instruments this year and we will continue to do so. So that's why we're asking the band Boosters about this for the request for the new uniform tops.
Yeah, and I remember a meeting last year too where, you know, at North Quincy in the trophy room where I kind of told everybody that the marching band is on its way. It's doing really great things and it's starting to blossom, and that we wanted to focus on, start focusing on the jazz program and really taking that off as well. Unfortunately, we were going to go to the competition the day that after school activities got canceled. But you know, the bass trombone is something that's already been handed out to a student that's going to join jazz band and change that program and change the literature we're able to do in that program. And then the soprano saxophone is also something that's been handed out and is going to change the jazz program in the literature we're allowed to do. The ride cymbal is also huge because our clinician that came in last year spent about 5 minutes yelling at me about how awful the ride cymbal was during our clinic. So, you know, some of these things were purchases that we need in the school system, you know, jumped right on it and took care of it for this year. And we grabbed the tenor stands too. They're coming in tomorrow. And those are for those tenor drummers that carry the heaviest drums out of the drum line to save those kids' backs during rehearsals. So
I do want to say that Liz's question was a good one, because a lot of years we end up saying, you know, if you have a lot of things that you need, the Boosters should be trying to get the things that you can't get from the school. You know, it's like summer camp or something, you know, something that's not something you normally get from the school. But in this case, it looks like your whole wish list is things that the school could provide, but you just don't want to ask them for everything.
Yes.
So that makes sense.
Well, I guess the bottom line is, what are we looking at?
Okay. So I'm going to do a screen share here, possibly. Let me pull it up. And this is the quote that I got from FJM, and it is going to, hopefully it doesn't make anybody fall off their seat. Mr. DeMarco laughs here.
Well, last time we talked, it seemed very reasonable. So I'm just like, all the suspense, everyone is going to expect, like, you know, a horrible thing here, but I think as far as the uniforms go, I mean, this is pretty standard.
Yeah, and we can always talk about the quantity of the uniforms, but I mean, if we went with 15, which would put us more in the 23 to 25 range, I just don't know if we'll have enough. This is like a sure bet that we'll have enough here. So there are 195 each, looking at 20 of them. And I'd like to get the garment bags to house them in, because the garment bags from FJM are real quality garment bags to keep them housed in. Unfortunately, that room we keep the uniforms in has been really, really done up well, but we know there's a science classroom above it. So there was an issue back in the day. So every uniform is always in a garment bag, and we have sloped all the shelves. So if water ever did happen, it's going on the floor and not on the uniform. So, and then obviously the shipping cost is there as well. So, I don't know if anybody, you want me to keep this up, or do we kind of get the gist of what's going on here? So it's $4,100 to make this happen. You know, I know that's a sizable purchase. It's like I'm asking for another marimba here, but you know,
The other question is, what's the timetable, the delivery?
So we know production is
like, what, like how long can we wait before we do this, or should we wait?
So what I would say is that production in any kind of capacity right now, it doesn't matter what we're talking about, is slower. You know, with the restrictions and the plant shuts down for a week, someone gets COVID, you know, things happen, right? So I remember when I talked to them last year and made the initial purchase, they said they could get everything to me by Bandcamp except for the uniform tops, because those are the most labor intensive. So the normal window of being able to make something like this is 3 months, but I would assume that we're not in a normal window right now. And I think after talking to Joe, we're looking at more maybe 5 to 6 months. So that puts us into the summer. So we could wait another meeting, but if this is something that everybody's really pro for and there's not any huge objections, I think we'd be in a more beneficial spot to pull the trigger on a purchase like this to make sure that we get it in time.
Matt, one other quick thing. Will they negotiate any pricing, or are they pretty firm?
No.
Okay. I just deal with like companies, like, you know, sometimes you can hammer away a little bit. Will they also be open to like terms, like we'll pay like half up front and half on delivery or something like that?
So that's what it usually is. It's 50 down and then 50 on delivery.
All right. If that's the case, you know, with this fundraise that we're doing, that's going to pay the half up front, and hopefully with other fundraising, we'll easily be able to cover the balance. So, we're seeing the numbers and with those terms, and like you said, with production dates being kind of screwy, which again, I deal in raw material, so I know what that can be like. I'm good with it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm coming to see you guys in January and not in February and March, is because I'm trying to be cautious here. And
I'm going to have to step off for my other meeting, but I just, to the extent that if you guys have the budget for it, it makes perfect sense to me. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you, Julie.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. Good seeing you.
Everything.
Yeah, and I got a couple other fundraisers. I mean, the best way to find out about fundraisers nowadays is from other band directors, and I got a couple other in the queue that I'm asking questions about and seeing if they're right for us. So hopefully I'll be able to, you know, come up with a couple things before the end of the year. I'm two for two right now. I'm trying to go 3 for 3 on the fundraisers. We'll see what happens.
Easy. Don't jinx yourself.
I know. I probably just did. I already did. I don't think I've ever been 3 for 3 in anything.
On the purchase, of 20 top.
A quick question. Do you anticipate any other major purchases at all this year? I mean, you pretty much hit up the school for all those instruments and anything else coming up?
Well, we got some big things in the work. Me and Mike have been talking about what we're going to get with possible budget money for next year and other things. And we are making some pretty sizable, hopefully sizable purchases. But that's all stuff that needs to be discussed with the middle school elementary band directors, what we need for next year, what, you know, everybody needs for next year. But yes, we're always making, there are going to be some big things, but I don't think we're going to be asking you guys for any of that stuff.
Those big things tend to be more instruments, and we have the budget allocated to the instruments. And we're very fortunate that we got another donation from the Randy Wolf Trust, which is the spirit account. And they always love for the stuff like that to go toward instruments. So given that we have that donation that will help us out, and then also the school is helping us out, that's why we wanted to come to the boosters for the uniforms, because that seemed to be the only thing that was kind of a little outside of everything else we've been purchasing through the school.
And not to mention all the other things that they've started to really help us with, piano accompaniment, piano tuning, all these things that, you know, we kind of didn't do on the scale that we're doing nowadays. You know, they're footing the bill for and really helping us with. So there's definitely some big things coming from the school department, budget and things like that as well.
Historically, our big purchase for you guys has usually been around $4,000. It's pretty typical.
All right. Well, I'm for it. So I will put it out there saying, you know, we're looking for yays and nays. I'm a yay. Is there any nays?
I'm a yay.
Thanks, Meredith.
I'm a yay.
Fine with me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I don't see any dissent. So I say, Matt, let's move forward with that. Just let us know. We'll cut a check if you want to give them a call and get the order started. And we'll, we'll roll the ball on that.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. With that, I don't think there's really too much more business. Anybody else? Bueller?
No? I think Laurie, you were asking about the MCC grant or the LCC grant. I have not heard back from that yet. I don't expect that I would, though, because the budget just went through. So
yeah, I think it's too early.
Maybe next month we'll have something for that.
I would think by next month. It's running a little late, obviously. So with the budget just being approved, so.
And Laurie had sent a note that the Mr. K scholarship, they received the $3,000 boost not too long ago. Is that what it was?
Yeah, there was $755 we got through our PayPal account, this individual donations since the last time we downloaded it. So that's like 2 months worth of donations, plus a $3,000 matching grant that went to Mr. K's niece, did a $3,000 donation and a matching grant from her employer. So that $3,000 came, and it's now all gone to the high school scholarship fund.
That's great. So we can get the word out that there's a nice scholarship for some band members, possibly in the works for this year.
Yes, we have at this point, that fund is many, many years covered. If we're doing, like, we usually do 1,000 a year, 500 for students. If we've got, maybe 10 to 15 years covered, already. I mean, you want to have like many, many years covered, so you know you'll continue to be able to offer it. So yeah, that's good.
And one thing to add to that, and I've said this to Mike and other people, when we get back to normal, which who knows when that is, it's up for debate. But I think if towards the end of the year next year we're at full normal, I'd really like to do some kind of a concert memorial for Mr. K, where we raise scholarship funds during that concert, have the jazz band play, have the high school band play, have some solo musicians play and do a concert in his name. I think he deserves it. I think that the scholarship could benefit from it and students can benefit in his name in the future. And I think that it's also something that we need to do for healing as well, because it's something that we just haven't really talked about, even with the students. And I think that having a night for him would be a really, really incredible thing.
It would attract a lot of alumni. A lot of the donations are from alumni who are across the country. You know, the checks were coming in from all kinds of places. He really touched a lot of hearts.
All right.
I just have a quick question. Actually, you know what, John? I'll touch base with you after.
No.
No, I really want to after.
It's fine. Okay. All right, so we can move on. We've already basically discussed the fundraising part. Like, you know, last year we had Snap Raise, did really well. It's been carrying us this year with, you know, because can't do any traditional fundraising this year anyways with everything. You know, we got lucky with the soup here. Again, I think moving forward, we should still look at some of these online, like low impact fundraising. I said, Mr. Kavanaugh said he's got a couple of, you know, couple of things in the works. I've been actually looking around. There's some out there that we could probably do. And again, it almost runs itself. You know, you pay a small fee, but it's usually worth it in the long run. Is when you really look at all the work and effort you have to put in to get volunteers and put time and effort and printing stuff. You know, are there better ones out there? Maybe, but you know, we can still always look at it. And if anybody has any other fundraising ideas, please don't be afraid to share them. Next up was the programs. We've already basically talked about the scholarship program. You know, Lori's chairing that, you know.
We need more students.
Along with shouldering a few other opportunities that we gotta relieve you of some of these duties that you've been doing. But we'll get there. It's so hard to do so much stuff though. Again, when you can't meet in person or go to a bank to fix something either, so.
Well, since we have a $4,500 budget for the scholarships, $3,000 of that is from the grant from the NMEA, and they did ask me to write a summary in the spring about how it's going, and I want to have at least have spent their $3,000, so they know that their money was well worth it, and we haven't yet awarded that much, so we still have several more students to go to hit that $3,000. So at least I
want to
have a good report to send
back to you. How many more students do we need in order to hit
If we have three more students and we hit that, and then, you know, we matched it with our $1,500 from us. So then we would start looking, using up our $1,500 after that point. So we still have lots of money, but at least three more students would be really awesome.
Would you be open to specialty instruments again? Like since we got the soprano saxophone, the bass trombone. I know Kiara has been taking lessons on bassoon, but I'm not sure if she is part of the scholarship.
She's one of our scholarship students. She was the first to apply this year.
Yes, and you know, she's so motivated that she's seeking to purchase her own bassoon now.
Mm-hmm.
It means that we have another bassoon to give to another student. So I think that really highlights the success of the program, that we've gotten these new instruments and that we've paired the students off with the teachers. It's been a worthwhile investment. And I think that really is, that proves it all right there, just her dedication.
Another thing too, with the lessons, would the students or even the teachers be open to like a group lesson with maybe three or four students with a certain instrument, where you have a teacher come in and work with a small group as opposed to a big group?
Oh, you're talking, so this, you're not talking then, I was just still online, you're thinking?
Yeah, either online or if the time comes where they can meet in person, even with the social distancing, like, you know, maybe you get three saxophone players that can go together as a group. Because sometimes I think kids get intimidated by doing a one-on-one, but if they go with like a friend or like a small group of two or three students with a teacher like teaching them, I think you might get a little bit more, you know, you might be more apt to get kids to join, you know. And again, and I know we say scholarship up to 200, but now when you're doing a group lesson, the teacher might charge, you know, a less amount to do a group. So like, you know, we could just work that in as well.
Mm-hmm. I haven't figured out how to structure that. Okay. You know, I've always been a fan of one-on-one because I've tried to do group lessons with two students myself, and each student, their issues are so different. I end up just going back and forth between the two students. This one has this kind of problem, and this one has that kind of problem. And it doesn't really, until you get to like playing duets together or something. But when you're working on things that lessons really are good for, which is focusing on whatever your challenges are, you still need to be one-on-one. But if it truly is, there are students who don't want to do it any other way except in a group, if that adds student sets, you know, I don't see why not.
The tricky thing is it's finding the right group. You know,
they have to be equally leveled. They have to be exactly on the same level. And you want to have a good student and a less advanced student together.
And the band directors can speak on that because they're doing group lessons during the day a lot of the times. And there's some groups that don't really function that well together and we have to adjust. And then there's other groups that completely excel because they're how well that they play together. The other thing is you have to keep in mind is with Zoom, if you do group lessons, the students can never actually play together because of the delay. So when you do a virtual group lesson, it makes it very difficult to do anything where you're not going, okay, you play it now. Okay, you play it now. Okay, you can never have them play together, which
I just was throwing that out there because I know with other groups of like either sports or just other activities, sometimes a group setting actually can be very beneficial, or you'll get somebody involved that might not do it because they're intimidated by the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So I just was just something I was throwing out there.
Well, it does bring up a thought for me that I mean, I don't know if this fits into the grant, Lori, but if we're really down to the wire and we cannot find students to take these lessons, which I mean, I hope is not a situation we're in. I'm just wondering, does it have to be for private lessons, or could we use some of that money to maybe invite an artist to come, like a flute player, and do a flute masterclass for anybody who wants to come and view? I'm just wondering, in a worst case scenario, if that's something that we could do.
I bet I would have to ask some of the teachers, but I bet there are some teachers who would love to do a masterclass.
That would kind of, I think, fall like in the group thing I was talking with too.
Well, the students wouldn't play. They might have their instruments, but they'd all be muted, but it would be more concept-based. The teacher talking about something or going through, most of the time what it is, going through problem areas on an instrument and trying to see how many of them resonate with the students. And so just a worst-case scenario thought for you, Lori, if we run into it.
All right.
Wait, do guitar lessons count for private lessons, or are there certain instruments?
It's only since it's supposed to be a program for the band, it needs to be a band, whatever band instrument the child is playing in the band. So it has a direct result of helping the band.
There are exceptions. For instance, Dominique Ding does play upright bass, and we've given lessons in the past. Because
she could be in jazz band, yeah.
Yep, and if it was a guitarist who was in jazz band, then that changes the name, the nature of it. If it was a piano player who was taking piano lessons because they're in jazz band, you know, so it I guess jazz is more of the specifics of it where those, some of those come into play, but for band, no. If they're not part of the jazz program, it probably doesn't fly.
All right. The other quick thing.
Okay, thank you. I had one that was interested in starting guitar, so I thought I would ask.
He's 40.
All right. I think we've kind of covered the director's input, Mr. Cavanaugh, Mr. DeMarco, unless you have anything else to add. You know, you guys have kind of, throughout the meeting, have kind of been able to sprinkle in what you had, unless I said, is there anything else you guys want to add?
No, but Judy and Chuck are here. I don't know if they have anything.
Okay. Judy or Chuck, do you guys have anything you would like to add, ask, or?
Oh, I just want to say thank you for all your support. Everything has been good this year. Students are more used to the virtual band.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's heading the right direction. Oh, we can do this without your support, but we are doing very well.
Here.
Yeah, I agree, and I wanted to share that you know, in terms of the scholarship lessons, I know that in the past years there have been a lot more middle school participation, and this year there's a lot less of it, and part of that is because of the way that we're doing these online lessons. We're able to work with the students more one-on-one or in small groups from the school side of things. So, and you know, they're online so much. I really don't blame them for not wanting to, you know, add an extra half hour of these lessons. So anyway, we're getting it together. We've got a lot of, you know, the kids who are still participating are just so dedicated and playing their instruments all the time. And I did hear a lot of students who told me that they're not playing this year, but they definitely want to come back as soon as we're able to play in person. So, you know, I mean, looking down the road, there's going to be some rebuilding involved, but I think we're in a really good place. Really thanks to the support of this parent group and administration as well. So I'm looking forward to getting the vaccine and moving on.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, both of you also, you know, for your dedication to the students. All right. I guess the last part is any other open business? Does anybody else have anything they want to add? No, we'll go good. We can kind of wrap this this meeting up. I'd like to thank everybody tonight for participating. I know, again, a lot of us, I think we're getting tired of staring at computer screens or looking out our windows, trying to figure out when we can actually go out and do things. I would love to go sit down at a restaurant and eat a meal. Haven't done that in a long time. And takeout's only good for so much, you know. But I think, you know, things is hopefully turning the corner. You know, it'll be an interesting spring. And hopefully, I mean, I think by the end of the school year, we'll have a grip on what's going on. And by next year, I think we'll be back to somewhat normal. And hopefully moving forward and moving ahead fast, you know, getting these kids back into the swing where they belong, you know, playing instruments, being in, you know, playing at the football games, marching in parades, performing concerts, and all that stuff. So, again, I'd like to thank you all for coming tonight. If we want to plan for our next meeting, I think a good probably about 6 weeks or so. So let me call up my calendar here real quick. School vacation is the week of the 15th of February, right? Is anybody sure about that? I think that's because that's President's Day is the 15th, and you're off that week. So I would think either if Thursday night's a good night, either February 25th or March 4th, if anybody has any preference. No?
Everyone's fine with me.
How about we tentatively schedule for February 25th, and if it doesn't work out, we can always push it back to the following week. So February 25th, 7 o'clock. We'll be still virtual unless everybody gets vaccinated. We all can go meet, but you know, I don't know if it'll be a meeting. I think it'll be more of a bar hop or something, but can't wait to do that either. All right. So, again, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. If anybody has said, visit our website, QuincyBandBoosters.com. It's got some good information on there. It's got the fundraising information. We're always going to be adding more. There's going to be a section for the high school, the middle school, and the elementary school bands. So the teachers and the directors, we're going to be asking for your input. You can actually post stuff on there so information can get out to the parents. You know, and just moving forward, I mean, just looking ahead and trying to get past where we are today. So thank you tonight again, everybody. And with that, we're going to close out. Thanks for coming.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to stop recording.